Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, week before the Super Bowl and Grammy reactions. Let's go.
Is he dad? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I choose you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering up. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
The streets is talking now. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. You live in the asylum tonight. 2-7. January 2014. What the deal? First of all, I want to say what the deal to my cellmates, Jewel the G. He's always on assignment. And my cellmate, producer, engineer of the show, T-Row. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know how we get down, man. I love, you know, coming back out after the weekend, man. You know, we got a lot of things to talk about, you know, because we always got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. But it's some real good stuff going down. We had the Grammys last night. We had the Pro Bowl last night. We had a couple of homies over the weekend putting up big numbers in the NBA. I know we're going to talk about your boy putting up some numbers. But, you know, I can't wait, man, to talk about everything else, man. A lot of interesting topics. I know you want to talk about your boy Tiger. I ain't so enthused about that just yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure we're going to get to everything that we done seen happen from Friday until today. So, yeah, man. Hey, man, what's up with you? Jewels, I see you, baby. Everybody out there on the web, you know I love you the most. Who loves you the most? It's your boy, T-Ro. Come on, man. I love the web people, man. They keep us hot. But what you got jumping off, man? What you want to talk about today? Now that we back, we done got everybody hype on Friday. Now it's Monday. Where we at? Where we staying, man? What you want to talk about first, man?
First of all, the streets is talking. Both teams have landed in New York / New Jersey. I better say New Jersey because you saw what the councilman, he flipped on Pete Carroll when he was at his press conference talking about, yeah, we're back in New York. And he had to remind Pete, you're in New Jersey. We're going to eat too. Everybody eats, B. We're going to talk about the Pro Bowl. Jerry Rice team, they get the victory 22-21 over prime time. Offensive MVP goes to Jordan Cameron, and defensive MVP goes to Derek Johnson, and overall MVP goes to Nick Foles. And you know how we do it in the streets, just, you know, some street questions. Let me ask you this, world. Which team is going to be the first team to start the trash talking? Which team is going to have their first player to break curfew? And another one, which team is going to make the segment of our show, You Big Dummy, before the Super Bowl? Because in past Super Bowls, we'd have had some guys act a fool down in Miami. I mean, I'm not going to say any names. But, yeah, we've had some things happen. And remember, some guys don't even come to the games. Sorry, Raiders. So who's going to be? And you know they're in the part of town, baby. Frenzy.
Just because it's cold, El Boogie, hold up. Just because it's cold don't mean it ain't nothing going to happen. Something's going to happen, man, because we both know. We done been to Super Bowls, you know what I mean? And it don't matter how many days you in that location where the Super Bowl is at. It's so many events, so many parties taking place, and you see these fools or standing right next to you who going to be playing in the bowl. I know somebody going to break curfew. I can't wait. I can't wait to see who it's going to be. I hope nobody. These are two good quality teams, Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks. But why is it always one? Why is there always one? I don't understand it. Like you say, there have been two occasions in the Super Bowl era where guys ain't even showed up for the game. Watch the Redskins and Oakland Raiders. We ain't going to put your names out there to put the specific players, but you can do the research. Watch the Redskins, Oakland Raiders. Players did not even show up on Sunday. They tried to look for the player. Where you at, man? Man, he wasn't in the room last night. I can't wait to see which team going to start the trash talk. But I think we know where we're leading with that. You know? But we'll definitely see. You know, because I can tell you this, whoever starts the trash talking, that's what's going to get this stuff rolling for the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So we need one of our snitches to be in the locker room to stir up some conflict so we can get it going on. Because we only got two major days of this media thing, today and tomorrow. Wednesday, you just might get a little lucky. But after that, it's all about, you know, serious practice, closed doors, and everything else. So, come on, snitches. Do what you do in the locker room. Do what you do in the conference room. You got to ask them tight questions so we can get the trash talking started. I'm ready to get this Super Bowl hype. It's too quiet right now. We just can't have Stephen A. and Skip Bayless calling all the noise on first take. We need something in the media so we can have something to talk about on Friday. Because there's going to be somebody to bump their head yet before Sunday. You big dummy. We're going to see you, Boogie. That's why I love that part of the show. Yeah, man, it's going down. What'd you think about the Grammys last night, big homie?
Grammys was cool. As usual, you know, I love the Beyonce part. You know, they opened it up, and it was very, very, you know, vanglorious with that. Kendrick Lamar, he tore it up, too. Him and those guys, they did a great job. Whoever tells these guys they can walk out the door what they got on, though, and tell them they look cold. You know, that's our work, you know, when you look coming out the door, oh, you look cold. They did not look cold last night. Some of those people, they looked a mess. Nothing but garbage. But I was, you know, I was very excited. You know, it was cool. But a couple things that I did not like, and you can say what you want, I didn't like the marriage part.
Come on, man. That was a time of love. That was something different. I ain't never expect that. You know what I'm saying? And then Queen Latifah, the biggest bush of them all, was giving out the, letting them get married. Come on, man. I didn't understand that. But I love Queen Latifah, man. I love because she stands up for what she believes in. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was something different. I would say that. I'm not going to say I didn't like it. It was just different. Light Bright on Light Bright, that was crazy. Crying. The girls wasn't even crying more than the two Light Bright brothers that was crying. I couldn't understand that one. But, you know, street, something different. You know what I'm saying? Something different for the Grammys. I enjoyed it last night. Of course, you know, only thing I wanted to see was riding on my surfboard. Yeah, B. Woo! Every time, y'all love the way Beyonce come out. She don't wear nothing nowadays. Well, she wears something up top, but down low, it don't be nothing but legs. Legs and high heels. That's the way you supposed to sport. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce, great job last night. Kendrick Lamar, you tore it down. You know what I mean? You know, I even enjoyed Chicago with my main man, Blurred Lines. You know what I'm saying?
Wally did good, too. Paul McCartney,
yeah, Paul
McCartney,
he did good,
you know, too.
Won a couple of awards last night. You know what I mean? So it was pretty cool last night. We'll go over the list of who won what and who did what as far as the Grammys. But this is why I would say I was upset with the Grammys last night. How do you have a guy whose song we didn't hear played over and over and over again since the beginning of 2013? The guy was nominated for 7 Grammys and walked away with 0. That would be Mr. Kendrick Lamar. I'm pissed off about that. I did not enjoy that. How can you have a guy who done put out 3 mainstream songs that been played over and over and over again, and yet this guy's nominated 7 times and don't win a Grammy? And he performed last night? Come on, man. I didn't get that one. Now that's where I'm upset at. Everything else was cool except for that portion right there. That guy should have won something, whether it was a collabo or best single. I mean, something. He should have walked away with at least 1. Because we know, L Boogie, in this entertainment game, and we speaking of the Grammys, you can be nominated once. It's like going to the damn Super Bowl. You can be nominated early, but that don't mean you're going to be nominated ever again with the Grammys. You might win a lot of BET Awards, but that ain't shit. I mean, that's a lot for us. Don't get me wrong, but we speaking of the Grammys. 50 Cent, another brother, $90 million in his right pocket. Don't have a Grammy. That's like Johnny, I'm not Johnny, that's like Dan Marino. You can get there, but you ain't gonna, you know what I mean? That's what I'm looking at, you know. So politics, I believe, have played a big part because Macklemore, not saying taking anything away from Macklemore and Ron Lewis, great job on your album, but come on, man. I heard more Kendrick Lamar before I heard you. Grant that. So that's where I'm at with that, dog. What's your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree. I think that, you know, Kendrick should have got an award, got nominated 7 times, but hey, it happens. Just think of the movie The Color Purple. Got nominated for so many Oscars and never won an award. Very difficult, very hard pill to swallow. He should have won an award. But, you know, when you're in the streets, it happens. But you know what it is, though? It's like Seattle. They're on a run. The Macklemore kids, they're from Seattle. Is it their year?
Oh, there you go with that bullshit. No, hell no. Just because they're from Seattle, it might have something to do with it. I ain't going to lie. Now, if they would have been performing at halftime, then I would have had something to say about that. But since Bruno Mars and Hawaiian Flying Hawaiian is going to be performing, okay, I ain't going to say too much about that. But you got a point. I didn't know that. Okay. I see how you trying to get me in the streets this evening. Oh, man, I almost said something bad. Straight.
Did the new format say the Pro Bowl? It was some hard hitting yesterday, just a little. Derrick Johnson hitting teammate, you know what I mean? Jamal. You see your boy TJ Ward flip over? Josh Gordon, oh my. I know both owners probably cringed.
Especially when Cam had to take the little, you know, quarterback sneak through the middle, you know what I mean? So, you know, coaches were cringing. Especially Andrew Luck back there, Chuck Pagano on the sideline, you know what I mean? Watching this boy do the work. Damn, they threw 3 interceptions yesterday, you know? But, yeah, you know, coaches and owners, you know, they cringing, but that's what the Pro Bowl's for. I like the action. Yes, Derrick Johnson put a hit on this man, and even in a tweet, and Jamal Charles said, yeah, I was surprised that he hit me that hard. You better run hard, bitch, next time. Don't be tiptoeing up through there.
Very, very, very interesting. Still should do away with it. Because it's the third string Pro Bowler. It's not the true Pro Bowl guy who they choose. When we come back, we're going to get more reaction at the Grammys. We're going to talk a little NBA. Richard Sherman has not yet cracked. They trying to set him up already. You hear the question. Mondays and Fridays, the streets. Let's go.
What?
Harlem, the street talk and sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. When we come back, we were just talking about the Grammys. Album of the Year. Daft Punk. They also had the best pop duo with Pharrell. Single of the Year with Pharrell. Get Lucky.
You're up all night to get lucky. You're up all night to get lucky. Damn, for real, I ain't know you was that cold. You and them boys from France. Daft Punk. They don't even speak. They wore some helmets last night at the Grammys. Damn, computer man.
For real, looked like a park ranger last night, man.
That fool was looking like Dudley Do-Right in some Timbals.
Screech! Come on! It was frenzy. You know, we just had, you know what I mean, in the streets, we got to, you know, one more thing about the NFL. Street question of the night. This just came across, you know what I mean, a couple of days ago. It's medical marijuana is okay for players that have been prescribed by doctors in the NFL.
Yeah, that's big news, L Boogie. When I heard about it, you know, I had to jot it down and let you know that it's going down. So, you know, I mean, it really helps. You got a med card, you know, like we call it out here on the West. If you got your med card, they can't do nothing to you. You know what I mean? It helps you. Doesn't hurt you. You got your med card.
So David Bowie would have been okay. David Bowie would have been okay in a traffic stop. He just would have got pulled over for speeding. That would have been good. That would have been all right for Dwayne Bowie.
Him and my dude, Alden, from the San Francisco 49ers when he got pulled over at 7 o'clock in the morning trying to get back to the cut. Yeah, would have saved him. Because when you get a DUI, you got lawyers who can, they can get that erased. You in the lead. You saw what happened to Brent Johnson. He killed the nigga. He got 180 days of jail. Come on, man. You got them league lawyers that get you off.
Dante Stormer. He shot out of court. He just shot out, ran somebody over, man.
And kept going. See what I mean? And Plaxico shoot himself and go to jail. So, I mean... I'm just saying, you got them league lawyers who can get you off. And so I believe that it's going to help a lot of players. And like we talked about before the commercial ended, you know, this will settle that of guys getting busted with the substance abuse. You know what I mean? Yes, they check real hard for that HGH and Deer Antler spray and, you know, anything else, the steroids, shot and all that. But this will calm the rest of the stuff down. Guys who getting getting suspended over some little petty stuff, you know, that'll calm all of that down. And so I think it's going to be good for the league, especially if a league doctor prescribes it for you, you know. So if a league doctor prescribes it for you, then there's something going on. You must really need that. So it's medicine. Remember that. You know what I mean?
I don't like it. I'm from the streets, and it's going to be tough for the street guys. How are they going to be in the streets saying that, yeah, I used to sell to such and such. I used to help him get by. I used to sell to Robert Perry. What's going to happen to the street guy? It's going to be rough.
It ain't going to be rough. Michael Irvin didn't turn his deal in. Lord Taylor didn't turn his deal in. Come on, man. We good. It's a circle going around. Come on, man. You and I know both. NBA, we got a lot of homies in the NBA that's doing the damn thing. And I don't know neither one of them niggas who got a call. I'm just using the N-word too much today. Let me slow down. You know what I mean? My bad, callers. I ain't mean to be using the N-word, but I'm excited tonight.
It's got to be hype. Hell, Boogie don't like the man, medical marijuana being in the league. Come on, man. At least they don't have to smoke that dirt no more. You can get that West, baby. Get it from Colorado.
It's going to be ugly. More crime in the streets, more robbings. This is what it's coming to. It's gradually becoming mainstream. Watch out. It's going to get ugly in the streets, in the real streets.
Man, leave them players alone. They're going to be fine, man. They already been doing it. Now they can do it legally. Come on, man. You got to let something give. Let's get back to the Grammys, man. Let's get back to the Grammys, man, because you're killing my vibe, man. You treat me like Kendrick, but you treat me like you the Grammys, and I'm Kendrick Lamar. Come on, man. Who else won something last night?
Man, I'm sorry, bro, for killing your vibe, man, but it was ugly, man. It's not cool. Best pop vocal album goes to Bruno Mars, Unorthodox Jukebox. Best rap collabo, you already know, Holy Grail with your boy JT and Jay-Z. The best new artist of the year, we already said it, Macklemore and your boy Ryan Lewis. Good job. Best music video, Suit and Tie, Jay-Z and JT. If you don't know what that stands for, you don't know watch the Grammys. That's Justin Timberlake. You know what I mean? And some sad news, though. Mary J. Blige, man, finally got stabbed in the neck by one of his ex-girlfriends. He in critical condition.
Damn. What could he have done for her to go off like that? I wonder how bad the other bitch was. I hope it was worth it. Papa Blige. You shouldn't have been around her when she was feeling evil. You know, women don't be looking. They just throw their hands up. Come on, man. I hope everything all right. Many shouts out from the streets to Mary J. Blige and her family, you know. That's why she wasn't at the Grammys. You know, they usually put a spotlight on her. But they didn't spot her out last night. We now know why. She probably down there with her pops. You know what I mean? And pops, we hope you get better real soon, man. Unfortunate situation for pops. I hope it was worth it. I hope that other bitch was bad.
Like R. Kelly said, when a woman's fed up, there's nothing you could do about it. Streets! She was fed up!
Hey, guy, he got stabbed in the neck for it.
Oh, my. Dirty game. Let's jump to the NBA. Carmelo Anthony, Madison Square Garden record. While we were on the show, he went for 62 against the Charlotte Bobcats. He surpassed Bernard King, which he set in 60. He scored 60 in 1984. Also, the most points by any player in the league since Kobe Bryant. 65 in March of 07. It's rumors going around talking about Melo maybe going to the Bulls now.
That's doing too much, man. First he was talking about Kobe courting him and saying whoop-de-whoop. Now they talking about Chicago? I don't know where Melo going to end up, man. And then Lala say, I think he's going to stay in New York. What the? Now, if y'all don't know who Lala is, that's the other half. That's the other 50% to the Anthony family. That's Lala Anthony. She said her husband might just stay in New York. I'm lost there, Boogie. I don't know what to say about that one. I really don't know what to say about that one.
I tell you what you say. I'm very emotional about my Knicks. Yeah, he put up another 30-plus game against the Lakers. Yeah. But Who are you making better around you? We need victories. We are not in the playoff hunt. We are not reveling right now. And remember this, if you ain't first, you're last. Remember that.
Ricky Bobby.
I'm not happy. And you know, yesterday the Spurs got ahead to them by the Heat. It was ugly. I stopped watching it. Remember we posed the question if Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce was going to cry, if both of them was going to cry during the game, only one. Wow, we couldn't get it. And swerving over to the Cavaliers, you scored 6 points in the third quarter against the Phoenix Suns. Are you kidding me? But you had this, you know, the Splash Brothers, man. They put it on against Portland, 103-88. Woo! And then you had your boy, the guard from Toronto, Terrence Ross. He became the first player to score 50-plus points. He had 51 when entering the game, averaging less than 10 points. I told you, Toronto is a team that's up and coming. And you had your boy Chandler Parsons from the Houston Rockets. He had 10 threes in the second half. But it was in a loss to the Grizzlies, 88-87.
Damn. Terrence Ross and Chandler Parsons, I'm going to give it up to you. First of all, Terrence Ross, damn. 51, you only averaging by 8 points a game? You come out and score 51? In this league, man, what's going on? I guess Kevin Durant just started something. And then Chandler Parsons, 10 threes in the second half? See, now that's a game I want to have. Yeah, I mean, just pass me the ball. Don't worry about it. I got you. That's 30 points. One half. He go to the hole and boogie just in a loss. In a loss. That sucks. You that hot and you lose? Damn. Like my dude OG, the scorekeeper safe for the sports official. Better you than me.
Streets. It's the halfway point of the year in the NBA. Right now, I pose the question to the world. Who's your MVP? Is it LeBron James? Is it Kevin Durant? Paul George, LaMarcus Aldridge, Steph Curry, Kevin Love. It's a lot of guys out there, but there you go. It was six that I just named that I think has consideration of being that MVP of the year. You can argue that LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Paul George. Woo. LaMarcus, I'm not counting you out. I know you're from Texas. But it'd be difficult to win it with those three guys doing what they do. And on the sidebar, Tiger Woods! -79, your final shot. Man, are you kidding me? +79. And listen, that's his worst shooting since 08, man. Are you kidding me? 8-plus bogeys. Mr. Cut, they told him to get off course. I heard the rumblings. My snitches told me on the course that they wanted him to get off. He was pathetic. Is it over with for Tiger? I keep telling him to come down here and get with us. Man, it's a good day.
It's just the first part of it, man. Leave that guy alone.
If you ain't first, you last. First tournament, my ass. It's not the first tournament. It's been 19 guys. 19 guys. Count them. 19 of them. That has won a major since the last time Tiger has won one. I'm not convinced. I don't know when he's going to win one. Be a long time. Very difficult.
So disrespectful. Just the first time.
The streets is talking, Sports Talk Show. When we come back, please, we go get in the asylum. We got questions for you. You let us know what's buzzing in your street, what you think was on the hottest topic, what's trending, and your opinion about the Grammys. Did Kayla Mar get shysted, got nominated 7 times, and not win one? The streets want to know. Let's go.
Probably let my friend hit bit, unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, da-dum-dum. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the slick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie, cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoochies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, get you smoke with my kids.
I've been smoked, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the BSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
We dedicate that to the boys in the NFL. They're gonna be ready for that. Before we continue, let's do a preview, a wrap of what we've already been talking about, the Grammys. Reactions, fashion reactions. If you got anything to holler about that. Some more awards that was handed out. Producer of the Year, big up to Pharrell, 9 Classic. Best R&B Album, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. Best Rap Performance, and song, The Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and the best rap album, The Heist, also by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. That's that Thrift Shop shit right there, boy. White boys clean house. Straight from Seattle, huh? That don't mean the Seahawks go win the Super Bowl, though. I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. Yeah, the boys cleaned up last night. They still should let Kendrick Lamar get one, though, man. I'm upset, man. Bitch, y'all done killed my vibe.
Poor Kendrick. And, you know, both teams just landed in the NYC. Which team is going to break curfew first? Who's going to have the first person to get whacked? Who's not going to show up at the Super Bowl? Who's going to talk trash first? And it's something very interesting. Another sidebar. Federer losing to Nadal. Wow. Sorry. And then Nadal lost to Federer's teammate. What's my man's name again? Stan Wawrinka. 6-3, 6-2, 3-6, 6-3. Wow.
Yeah, and before that game, he was 0-12 versus Nadal. And Nadal was running through all the competition. They tried to blame it on the little injury he had on his hand that he uses his stick with. But come on, man, you made it all the way to the finals with that bruise on your hand. Then you lose, and now it's a problem. I don't hear that. If you're not first, you last. Nobody don't care about your number one ranking. Shouldn't have stayed. That's what you get for beating the first Swede. And the second Swede was like, nope, not today. Took his Aussie title. He would have been the first dude to win each, you know, each tournament twice. So he got to wait to 2015 before he try that again. Make history, you know? Well, big ups to you, Nadal. You good. But you just wasn't good enough the other day.
I want to give a big up, man, to my man, Chef. Hey, yo, man, Chef, man. I just want to give a big up to you, man. You know, I gave you the blueprint. You ran with it. And I appreciate your hustle, what you're doing out there. I just got some information. He flew me a kite the other night, man. And I, you know what I'm saying, I just want to give him a big up. He's expanding his mind, expanding his business. And a project ain't a project unless it's a project. Oh! Message. Major League Baseball, man. My guys, the New York Yankees, man, we always stay in the news. We just signed a pitcher from, you know what I mean, from Japan. Masahiro Tanaka. We gave him 7 years, $155 million. Also, players in the player union, they want A-Rod kicked out. They want him whacked. They want him whacked. Now everybody's going in. They won't. They giving pitchers the green light to aim at A-Rod when he comes back. This is okay in the players' locker room, in the streets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they not too happy with A-Rod right now, man. And the players' union, the reason why A-Rod couldn't be kicked out is because it is a union. He pay his dues just like the next man in baseball paying their dues, so he gets a fair trial. And when the players found out that they weren't able to kick him out under the silence, they say, okay, since we can't be silent about it, well, we're just going to let everybody in the locker room know you got the green light to take his head off. As soon as he step in the box, I don't care where you throw the ball. If you close your eyes and throw it and hit him in the chin, I'm going to stand up and pat you back. I ain't going to even rush the field. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You know, what A-Rod has been doing in his off time, L Boogie, but it doesn't seem to be something productive for the other players around him. And it's kind of sad because we got this dude named Mr. Ryan Braun who played for the Milwaukee Brewers who are all on TV now. You know, he's setting up and he's getting in the people's faces and apologizing for what he did when he straight up told a lie to us. and got caught with the lie. So I'm going to say this. Ryan Braun, I'm going to pat your ass on the back for this one. Because right when I thought I was going to hate your ass in this game of baseball, now I got to, you know, kind of be on your side, because at least you apologizing and putting yourself out there like it's a start over for me. You know, whereas A-Rod still fighting, this is my dignity, this is my life. Nigga, you, man, there I go with that N-word again, my bad. See, when I get excited, that N-word come out. But A-Rod, you make $28 million a year. Not 4 years. You make $28 million a year. You shouldn't be hurting for money. And I understand it's all about pride, and they trying to market. Well, you shouldn't have put yourself in that situation, big homie. You know what I mean? You put yourself in that situation. So at the end of the day, A-Rod, take what they giving you, man. Quit trying to fight this, man, because the more you fight, the more you look guilty. Just take the blame. Get it over. You could have done this a long time ago and been collecting your 28 like you supposed to be collecting. But somehow, some way, you think you're going to beat the system, man. It ain't going to happen the second time around. You're going to have to sit down. Too bad, so sad that it's going to be more than 150 games. You should have took the first 211 that they gave you. They probably would have reduced it later on. But now you done pissed them off, and now everything they give you going to stand. So you get what you get. I won't hear no more about A-Rod. But congratulations on getting the picture. I think that'll help CC too.
Oh, shit. Because you got the balls rolling in here tonight. It's Maniac Monday, boy. I can't wait to Friday when we get our picks in Super Bowl preview. Oh, wait. It's frenzy. But, bro, we got anybody first coming to the asylum, man?
Yeah, man, you know, we definitely got to take it out to our dude. We already know that he's busy in the kitchen trying to make, you know, life simpler for himself and his family, you know what I mean? So we definitely, let's take it out to PA, man. We're going to take it out to Pittsburgh, PA, and check on the chef, man, and see how everything going down there at the Taste of Heaven. Hey, what's up with the chef? You on live with the streets, man. I know you're busy. We ain't going to keep you long. What's going on with our brother out there, man?
Man, what's up, what's up, what's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? L Boogie, what's up, T-Row? What's up, what's up?
Oh, man, you know how we feeling,
what
man.
What the deal?
You hear what's going on, man. L Boogie don't like some things that's going on with the NFL and the, you know, the medical side of things. He kind of hyped up about the situation that's coming up, Super Bowl. Hey, man, let me ask you this first and foremost, because this is what I want to ask you, man. You know, the league has decided that if an NFL doctor prescribes any NFL player a prescription for medical marijuana, it will be okay in the upcoming seasons and beyond. L Boogie decided that he didn't like it. For me, I'm like, that'll help a brother sleep at night. That might help him with his appetite. What's your thoughts on that, Pimpin?
Man, listen. Don't do it. You hit that joint. You hit that little joint if you want to. I hope you got glaucoma. And if you got glaucoma, guess what? You will not be on that field, man. It's a setup. Trying to set us up.
So you don't think it's some players out there already tooting that horn before they go out there on that field?
Man, listen. So that's just like, let's take A-Rod, for example. Baseball. This doctor single-handedly gave this man the medication. Why is this man not facing any type of punishment? Like, come on, man. Like, we're not going. No, we're not going for that. If you smoke that joint, if you want to, you get suspended in them 16 games, that's on you. Don't sit up here and crash the world talk about they said we can do it. Guess what? We will not back you up. Flat out. Man, for real. Man, y'all are boiling tonight, man. Y'all talking about some weak-ass awards. Man.
Hey, we have to, man. We're an entertainment show just as well as sports.
Man,
Let me ask you this. Now, L Boogie and I, we done came up with a couple of questions now that both teams have come up and landed in New Jersey, New York. Now, here's question number one. Now that both teams are there, which team is actually going to be the first to spot the trash talk?
the Seattle Seahawks. Is you serious? Them a team is for the black man. They got black mans over there. They got Lynch, Harvey. They got, man, Sherman. Man, listen, they about to be just getting talking cash, money, coat-ish. Listen, but I'm afraid of something, though. I'm going to tell you what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid
what
of that.
Afraid of?
Listen, man, I don't know how serious it is in Cleveland because I was out in Cleveland yesterday, and it's real serious. But guess what? It's real, real, real serious in Philly. And I got a chicken jersey, and it's real serious out here, man. It's serious out here, man. Listen, man. It's polar bear weather. It's polar bear weather. Can't keep warming. It's, whoo.
You got to find your big girl for that cold weather, man.
Oh, no, listen. You're not hearing me, T-Row. Listen, last night, man, I ain't been asleep none last night. I had to prepare and I had to get things ready today, man. Listen, last night, man, I picked the order up around 2 in the morning. The order was about 75 to 80 pounds. That whole order flew, and I flew with it. No.
Straight.
Yeah, straight up. They should have Instagrammed that. Straight up.
Now that both teams are there, which one of the teams is going to be the first to break the curfew? Now, you said Seattle got a bunch of black brothers on the team. Is it going to be Seattle or Denver?
Man, Seattle, man. Come on.
It ain't looking good.
But F the stereotype, man. Let's be honest, man. Peyton ain't having that. Man, whoever break that curfew from Denver will not be on the Denver Broncos next year. I guarantee it. I don't care if it's a close worker. I don't care who it is. Man, John Elway not having that? What have you ever seen John Elway in the media for partying excessively? No.
Yeah, true that.
Oh. Hey, can I ask y'all a question? Now, y'all know I missed my first show Friday. Y'all know I missed my first show Friday, man. And during the show, man, can we honestly say, have Kevin Durant woke up the sleeping giant in Carmelo Anthony?
You have a point there. That's something to think about.
Because if y'all remember last year, man, it was a scoring frenzy between them two guys, man. Them guys was going at each other, man. Point, man, have Kevin Durant really woken up this sleeping giant in Carmelo? He's slapping himself, putting his fingers in his own head. Yeah, sustainable people don't do that, man. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if Lala ain't giving him none. If he got a mistress and sit up here hitting him off. I don't know what's going on with that man. That man smacking himself across the head every shot. Did y'all see them great decisions he did yesterday? Man, that man on
point. I would say this. You know, Carmelo has always been that type of scorer to where he makes it look easy. And since Kevin Durant has been on this little 9-10-game spurt of scoring 30 or more every night, you know, it really hypes up the league because we see Terrence Ross scoring 51. The dude don't even average 10 points. And then you see Chandler Parsons hitting 10 threes and a half. He set a record. I mean, these guys now are like, you know, okay, I see KD doing it, and I'm going to try. But when you mention between KD and Carmelo, it does stir up something in Carmelo to where he doesn't want to be left behind. So he's going to show that, hey, this guy's doing it, but watch what I can do. And I'm glad that he's doing it at home because they really going to need to pick it up now that Brooklyn is 10-1 since the year has started. So they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to do something.
Brooklyn
is
not winning 30 games, man. You heard what I said, man, months ago. They are not winning 30 games. I don't care about them being no 10-1. They ain't smoking. Listen, man, they are not winning 30 games. I don't care about what's going on. I don't care how they looking. I'm not no hater. I'm a sports analyst, and how it's looking for them. Listen, my prediction looking like it's about to get on the drain, but they not winning 30 games. I got to hold up to my word, man. I got to honor my word, man. So they not winning 30 games, man.
I feel you, but they already at like 21 right now.
That's
and
cool.
We haven't even hit the All-Star break. So they would have to lose 30 games out of the All-Star break for your prediction to come true on that.
Yeah.
I don't see that happen.
We got Carmelo Anthony dropping all these points. We got Kevin Durant dropping all these points. We got Parsons, man, hitting 10 threes, man. We got Terrence Ross dropping 51. Look at my Cleveland Cavs. They aiming at shot clocks and shit. That's what I'm talking about, man. This thing to be pissing me off. Man, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, this is why I be stressed out. And this is why I come on here and act a fool, because guess what? I don't know what they doing. But guess what? I hope they doing something that's going to sit up here and go ahead and go on a 40-game winning spree, because guess what? I don't want to be number 8 or 7. I don't want to play number 1 or 2. Let me play 3 or 4. Let me do that, because guess what? It's going to be problems for somebody.
Exactly. You got to start out, start off slow. Don't bring the big mollywop to the crib first. Start off in the middle and work your way up, build some momentum, and then kill. I feel you. That's what they need you to.
Man, I've been so stressed out. Listen, I've been so stressed out. Everybody keeps talking about this surfboard, this, and awards. I don't care about no awards. That's y'all problem. Y'all entertaining the entertainment. Get y'all some money. Man, I got time for that. Surfboard is, and I see J.J. Watt doing a surfboard yesterday. Surfboard on ABC News. Surfboard on Fox 8. Like, come on, what's up with this surfboard? Is it called a surfboard now? Is we in Cali?
I don't care what it's called. As long as Beyonce is putting it out there, I'm with it.
I got a Beyonce. Her name ain't Beyonce. I got a Beyonce. Her name ain't Beyonce.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Not for real.
Look what you call her. Beyonce.
Man, listen. Can I ask y'all a question, man? What's up with college basketball? Can somebody please tell me what's up with college basketball?
We were going to get to that in a lot of part of the show, but if you want to talk about it, I got a question for you. You think Arizona and Syracuse going to finish the season undefeated before the conference tournament?
No, I don't think no team is going to finish undefeated. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't think no team is going to finish undefeated, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Because this team's as an Oakland that's coming popping shit. We got, listen, man, that college basketball is frenzy. It's like that air out here. Man, it hits you when you least expect it, but when it hits you, man. That college basketball, man. I'm not built on the hype this year. This is the worst year I've probably seen in years. I ain't even going to fake it with you. I can't watch a full game. It's not interesting.
I agree with you. I'm not going to say that I can't watch a full game because of just the talent. But I can't watch the full game because of how some of these teams are just getting blowed out. When I thought that North Carolina moving over to the ACC with a couple of other teams, when I thought Syracuse and a couple of other teams moving over to the ACC would make it competitive, man, Syracuse blew out North Carolina. But yet I see North Carolina beat the likes of Michigan State, Duke, and other teams like that. So I'm kind of confused, but I will see Saturday when Duke goes down to the Courier Dome for the first time, and get this rival started. And I just want to see how that particular matchup is going to turn out, even though I think Syracuse is going to blow Duke out just as well, because Duke don't have that. They have talent, but they don't have shooters like they had in the past. And everybody knows that 2-3 zone of Coach B, hey, man, Coach B know how to work that 2-3 zone. So it's just crazy now to see these teams in different conferences, and now we're seeing the outlooks of what's going on. So, I'm like you. There are some games that I can't watch. It's not because of the talent. It's just because these guys are just getting blown out. It's just, I don't look good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't, man. Can we sit up here and say that C.J. Fair is the best player in the nation when it comes to college basketball?
Not at all. And, see, that's my point. I was going to get to that. The reason why some of these teams are better, your mid-majors that are performing, is because they've been together. There's not talent, but it's they've been together, and they know how to gel. They know how to win. So when they play against talent, they can keep the game close and maybe win it.
So that's what's helping Wichita State. There's Senior Layton. They have a young point guard who was, I think, a McDonald's All-American. He chose to go to Wichita State. And they've been to the Final Four, and I see them going back. You got Aaron Gordon. You know, he's a freshman with talent, but he has guys like Nick Johnson and other guys who've been there, you know, 2 and 3 years. So you, when you have a mix of talent and veteranship, you can prosper. That's why I think Duke is suffering. Their leader is a McDonald All-American. Kentucky, their leaders are freshmen. So, yes, you can have a lot of talent, but we know, remember when they won it, they had Anthony Davis and Terrence Jones, who's a sophomore. So, he, you know, his experience plus you, I think that'll get you over in the tournament. And I think that's why it's so watered down when we think of, you know, major teams doing damage. So, it's going to be very interesting. You got teams like Iowa who's ranked in the top 10 now. You didn't think they were going to be up there. So, it's going to be very interesting. We don't know these players per se, just like in the NBA this year. Freshman class might be the worst I've seen in the last 12 years.
Yeah, it's,
so,
it's horrible.
You know,
it's horrible.
It's horrible, and it's letting guys know it might not be a bad thing to stay 2 years.
Oh, Coach Meeks, man, I see your little Lake Erie Monsters over there, man. Them boys running. them boys running. Them boys are like the 92 Duke. They got Grant Hill. Man, listen. Hey, T-Roy. You see El Bunny little Lake Erie Monsters boy? Them boys running.
Oh,
they,
man. His son is my guard, man. You saw my big forearm when I put on the Instagram, so. We doing our thing. You know, I done took my talents out to AZ. So, I'm like Michael Jordan, man. I'm back.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. Did y'all see that Pro Bowl last night? Let's be honest. I seen 5 minutes of it, and I felt real disrespected. Like, I only can hit you and we on the same team. Like, y'all serious, man? What type of girly? Like, come on. Look, man. Man, I'm putting Pro Bowl in the same column of a boxing fight or a WWF event. Like, no. I watched the circus before I watched any of them three.
Come on, man.
For real, man. I'm so high. It's just disrespectful. Like, it's just so disrespectful, man. Like, they taking the fun out of things.
I thought it was better than the past 4 or 5 Pro Bowls that we've seen lately. I thought that the motivation to win for the Hall of Fame coaches really was made it a little bit more interesting, because I did see some guys hit. I'm not going to say that there were guys that were just hitting their own players, because that dude, Derrick Johnson, was hitting everybody. He didn't care who was. If you had the ball, I'm going to hit you. And that's what I saw last night. And there were a couple other guys out there that just, you know, were flying and trying to get it. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to say that it was just teammates that were only hitting each other. There were teammates that were really linking their teammates, you know.
Derrick
Johnson fences, you know. But it was just, I thought it was more exciting, a little bit more exciting than the last couple few years. So that's what I was looking for. I wasn't really looking for anything more, you know, anything over the top. But I must say this, the way it ended was exciting. So that's what got me.
Y'all doing Super Bowl predictions Friday, right? Well, listen. This controversy,
yes, sir. You know, we don't do predictions Friday. You know, we
this controversy I'm cooking up is going to shock the airwaves, man. Listen.
Nothing shocking me anymore that comes out your mouth. I learned that since I've been talking to you on the show for the last 6 months. I know that what you say, it just might shock me, though. I ain't going to say that. It just, but you just might have something shocking.
It surprised me every time, man. He has a new recipe every Monday and Friday. It's the chef.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I learned from the greatest, man. El Boogie, I shot you a kite, man. Yes, man. You know, at times, you know, well, listen, one thing I know about success, man, it waits for no one. You have to capture it. You have to acknowledge it. And when you can't brainstorm it and put it into works, like, you just a waste. Like, I put on Instagram earlier, I said, man, the way a lot of y'all are thinking, it's like a fortune cookie without the fortune in it.
That's
and, like,
it.
It's, You said what, L Boogie?
I said message. I'm listening.
Man, like, if for real, like, why is we wasting so much time on, the like, degrading one another if we can sit up here, come together, and uplift each other up? And that's why I'm throwing an event in Cleveland, so we can sit up here and rejuvenate our consumer system, because it's so much hatred and competition here that we sit up here and look so ridiculous to people who come and visit the city. Like, who wants that, man? Like, let's come together. Let's be some, man. Like, damn, what's going on? I should have never compete with my brothers and sisters. Look, man, the next thing I'm going to be involved in on the minority group is we're going to sit up here and overtake the Dow Jones. That's what I'm into, because I ain't compete with no brother, no sister. Mm-mm. Not me. I'm competing with these
guys.
I'm competing with the white folks. I'm competing with the Masters, the Adams, the Washingtons. I'm competing with them guys, the Boots, the Lincolns. I don't care about Lincoln. You ain't do nothing for us. You listen, you hear our ancestors too. You just think we don't know about it. The Roosevelts. I'm competing with the Nixons. You feel me? The Reagans, the Bush. Cause I'm coming to Florida to find your daughters. I know they go home for a little bit of alcohol.
That boy crazy.
Only in the streets, baby.
Man, I love y'all guys, man. I'm sorry I missed the show on Friday. Man, shout out to
you. Don't worry about nothing. You didn't miss nothing, because, you know, we you didn't even get your Super Bowl pick. That's for this Friday coming up, so you didn't miss nothing. It's all good, baby.
Man,
we
shout
know
out
you
to,
down there hustling.
Shout out to the Asylum, man. Shout out to everybody who support a great show, man. Shout out to the Struggle. Shout out to the owners. Shout out to the bosses. Shout out to the men and the women. Shout out to the mothers and the fathers. Because guess what? We are the future. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell their girlfriends to tell their girlfriends. Love y'all.
Wow. Boy, sound better every time you say it. Chef, get back in the shop, man, and do your thing. We
absolutely
love you, Pivot. Are you happy, man?
Thank you.
That's the chef, man. Taste of heaven down there in Pittsburgh. Got to get down there, man. It's going down. Shop is open. Food is being served everywhere. Good food, that is. Hell, Boogie, man. Before we go any further, man, I got to give a special shout-out, man. Mama Hud is listening. What's up, Mama? I love you. You know, and another special shout-out to my auntie, Aunt O.D. Hey, auntie, I love y'all. Woo! I need a goodie bag. I need some brownies and some cookies with the water. Mama, ain't no cheese be looking it out, dog. When I had in college, that goodie bag. Hell, Boogie know about that goodie bag my auntie used to be sending me. Yeah, much love to y'all down there, man. Keep warm. I know it's cold down there in Texas. It'll be 80 degrees out there on Thursday. So if anybody want to come to the West Coast, bring your shorts and your flip-flops.
Oh, yeah. When we come back, we're going to give you the top 10 in NCAA basketball. We was going to get into that. Chef brought it up. Do you think going into the bottom of the month, excuse me, yes, in January, they're starting to play each other again in their conference? Who you got, man? Is it too early to judge? You already got your favorites? Let us know, man. Show me what's going on. Streets is talking.
Show me. On the real, no lie. I don't know what it is, but you just my type. Yeah. Everything just right. Be said, put it to the left. Don't listen to the hype, though. Got a cup in your hand. Baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. You a freak, gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a glow at. Go on the flow like a dough man. Baby, you know where to throw that. You gotta show me.
me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep, ain't nowhere to stand. So high, ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missus. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute, I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
Yo, Tiger, we might have to find a new strip club, man.
Yeah, buddy.
My agent got to probably recall your agent. We might have to switch that up to get you back on track, man. We can't get you to pick Rod, no. We can't go there, man.
We might have to go to Baby Dolls or Jaguars or something. We might have to step it up a notch.
Yeah, they had a contest. They had a contest, bro, and the man who was going to drop the money off fought at the IHOP. They went to go get him whacked. They tried to rob him. Speed chasing everything. Car crash. It was all on the news. Sorry, Tiger. Ugly.
That don't mean we have other strip clubs. I mean, we got some other ones. Wasn't as hot as the Pink Rhino, but, you know, we can still. That's what Black China was last week. Black China was up in Pink Rhino. Damn. But, yeah, that was the last of that. But we can always go to Jaguars. You know, everybody know about Baby Dolls. There's Baby Dolls in every city. So, you know, you can always find your mark there. You know what I mean?
You got to start praying us for giving him these plugs. Ugly. NCAA basketball, before we went to the commercial, we were going to give you the top 10 at 1, Arizona, at 2, Syracuse, 3, Florida, 4, Wichita State, 5, San Diego State, number 6, Kansas, number 7, Michigan State, number 8, Oklahoma State, number 9, Villanova, number 10, Michigan. And I just got a question for you, Ro. Over the weekend, your boy, Mr. Smart, had a tentative tantrum on the sideline after fouling out. Going to hurt his draft status doing that?
No, L Boogie. You know, there are some games where, you know, it just don't go your way. And what I'm going to say for Mr. Smart, it was just a game that wasn't going his way. He got in foul trouble early. And, you know, when you're the star player, you would know this, L Boogie. You know, when you're a star player and you get two quick fouls or two quick whistles from a referee who really, you know, don't know your swag, don't know your stilo, you kind of get not frustrated so much with what's going on the court. You more focus on the referees and why they call in certain calls on you. You know, the guy got two quick fouls. When he got back in, got another one, and it was just, you know, he lost his temper. Went to the, you know, in between, you know, the stands where you run in and run out. He had to go calm himself down. You know, that was the best part about it all, him going to gain his composure so that he didn't get all the attention, a.k.a. Richard Sherman, while the game is going on or during a certain point where people can just identify you and you only with 20 cameras. You know what I mean? So I think he did the smart thing by going into the little runway, cooling himself down, coming back. And, you know, when he came back in, he was a much controlled, composed player. He later went on Twitter and apologized, saying, you know, it's my bad. But I can guarantee you this, it won't hurt his draft stock, because what he does from this point on is what's going to really count. And I can guarantee you this, he is the type of player that's going to keep his team on that level to where they're going to remain in the top 10. So they got a nice squad. You know, they got a lot of talent on that Oklahoma State team. So for him to have a bad game and they still won, can you imagine what's going to happen when he have a good game and they just, oh, man. Now, that's the team you don't want to catch on fire. Oklahoma catches fire. Oklahoma State catches fire. They could be a dangerous team. So look out for that. I'm not going to say that it hurts his draft stock, because every player goes through this. You know, Jabari Parker, the star player for Duke, he scored 20 points in his first 11 games. But then you didn't hear anything in between 12 to 16. You know what I mean? So you're going to have those nights where you're not going to be averaging or doing what you were doing previously, you know. But you sometimes you have to take a step back and then come back and do what you do. We've all had to do it, you know what I mean? So doesn't hurt his draft stock at all, because this dude is still a top five pick when the draft comes up. If you don't know anybody in the draft, I can guarantee you this. You know who Marcus Smart is. I can guarantee you that.
Man, I'm not convinced. I didn't like it. You sitting and went off on a tangent, got to kicking chairs. You look like a young kid that I can recall that hurt his chance of getting a college scholarship. Matt Doherty from North Carolina was in the stands at a school called Glenview. I'm not going to give his name. And he left picking Juwan Lewis. Oh, man, I'm tripping. Juwan Williams from St. Ed. Sorry, sir. My man. Pick another kid from Glenview. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to put him out there. But you can hurt yourself. Just that one time. So you have to understand the situations. You fouled out, go sit down, learn from it, and get better for the next game. You got big money coming up. You got to play Oklahoma. It's a dirty game. Also, big up to, you know, Ziggy Marley. He won the Reggae Album of the Year called Ziggy Marley in Concert. What an album. I have that one. It was very nice. I'll be bumping that. Mr. Streets. Early player of the year, bro. You got the kid Aaron Gordon from Arizona. You got John Ryder. Who you got? I mean, let's be honest. C.J. Fair from Syracuse. They have a good team, a good system, but I don't think he's the player of the year. Andrew Wiggins. Is he living up to the hype? He looks like he can't. Wichita State, will they be the first team in a long time to be a mid-major to win the national championship?
No, there will not be a mid-major to win it this year, just simply due to the height, not the hype, but the height, how tall and lengthy some of these D1 teams are. I mean, Wichita State is a great team, but when you match up against a team like Arizona, when you match up a team like Syracuse, when you match up a team like Michigan State, when you match up against a team like a Wisconsin, who is kind of on the down right now, those boys got size. You got one or two guys who might be 6'6", 6'8", but you're going to need more than that. If I had to, you know, pick a player of the year right now, I would have to say that there's going to be another freshman to win that award. And his name is Jabari Parker. Jabari Parker is about the only guy that I really see in this game right now that is really living up to his hype. If LeBron James would have gone to college and went to Duke, this is what it would have looked like. Maybe LeBron would have been surrounded by a little bit better talent, but as of right now, Jabari Parker is doing everything for his squad. And it's not like that he's getting help every night. You know what I mean? He is a guy that's going out there really doing his due. And if I had to give it to anybody, I would really have Jabari Parker at the top of my list. If there was another player that I would have to give the player of the year to, it wouldn't be because of how many points he scores. It would simply be because of how he has made his team better. And I can't think of his name, but his number is number 4, the point guard for U of A. His name just slipped my mind, but I will get it for you before the show is over. But if it wasn't for him transferring in from the school that he transferred from and taking over the University of Arizona, Arizona would not be ranked number 1 right now and holding a 20-0 record. Nick Johnson was the starting point guard for the U of A Wildcats last season, and you saw they were pretty good, but they just weren't good enough. This guy's come in. He's a craft, a whole Ohio State point guard craft type of player. He calms everything down when things get too fast, and he makes sure that every player that's on that court when he's on the court is getting their hands on the ball and doing things that are easy. Because we both know when you try to wild out and take these tough shots on 2 and 3 people trying to stick you, it's just a fast break for the other team. So with this guy being at the helm, he's just like Sean Miller. He's so cool, just like his coach. His coach is Sean Miller. Played at the University of Pittsburgh. Very calm, crafty type of guy. And made sure that when he was on the court, you did exactly what he wanted you to do. And he made you better. And that's what's happening with the University of Arizona right now. So those would be my two picks to be the player of the year, just off of what I just said. Jabari being as raw as he is, living up to every bit of the hype that was coming in on it, and then the guy from U of A who is taking over U of A squad and put it on his shoulders, and look at where they're at right now. 20-0. Can't beat that, L Boogie. That's big time.
I'm going to stick with their U of A, Arizona, but I have to go with the boy Aaron Gordon. He's very, very intricate part of that team. He does the little things. You don't have to run plays for him. And, I mean, he's long. He walks like he has hops. He walks on his tippy toes. You see him out there? Looks very, very athletic. Also, I would have to say that there's a couple other guys who's doing good in the NCAA. Your boy, I'm going to keep it with your boy, Mr. Smart. He's doing pretty good. The boy from Kansas, the center, the projected number 1 pick, who's not on people's Player of the Year award list, Naismith Award. So it's a couple guys who's doing pretty well. You were thinking about, or as the season started, now they're doing well. I'm very surprised that San Diego State pick up the coach Fisher out there, doing a heck of a job. He has a kid who looks just like your boy Kawhi Leonard. The San Antonio Spurs look just like him. He's just left-handed. Villanova. Jay Wright, best-dressed NCAA basketball men's coach in the league, man. He got them Nova boys rolling. We're going to see how it pans down. Ugly.
Yeah, the point guard for U of A, his name is T.J. McConley. And I appreciate T-Nick from Sports Officials hit me with that because, you know, I had to make sure we get the names right. And with that guy coming in, L Boogie, I agree with you. He sets Aaron Gordon up. And even though Aaron Gordon is your pick, this is what I like about Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon isn't that type of player who's really looking to have the big numbers. What you can definitely get from this guy, you know he's going to get you 10 points, 10 rebounds every night. He don't take a break. He going to get you 10 points, 10 rebounds. And that's just minimum. Anything other is what, hey, put it in your back pocket. So I feel you on that one. I really feel you on that one. But I don't think there's going to be too many guys out there that's going to be, you know, running for that award. That Naismith Award is a limited number right now. I'll give it to your boy from Creighton. White boy pretty cold. Yeah. McDermott, yes. Doug McDermott. If you see how he scores, he's able to score inside and outside. And it's not like he's forcing anything. He's a natural, smooth white boy who can shoot. And that's the most dangerous type of white boy that can hurt you. A guy who's not afraid. He reminds me so much of Kyle Korver. Like, even when you're running out to him, he's just like, okay, yeah, Bucket. Yeah, come on out of here. You want some of this? You know, so, Doug McDermott would be another one. But his team is, all right. I mean, they're in the top 20 out of the top 25, but they're okay. You know, they go as he go. And if he don't go, they ain't nothing, you know, so.
Very, very, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, very interesting. But the asylum is shaking. Bro, who we got coming in, man?
Yeah, man, you know, the asylum bars, man, they've been shaking all night, man. So we going to take it in to our big brother, man, who we love, man. You know, it's Big Brother Bass on the line, man, with the streets. Big Brother Bass, man, we sure appreciate you checking in with the Street Tell Boogie and T-Row. What's going on this evening, sir?
Man, bless, man. Everything is good, man. What's going on?
That's what I'm talking about, man. You hear it, man. You see what we've been discussing about. We've really been on at the later part of the show. We've just been talking about NBA and NCAA, you know, who we thought our MVP would be for this college game.
Uh-huh.
And, know, we've been definitely on the Grammys. We've been on the Pro Bowl. Let me ask you this, sir. We just recently found out over the weekend that the NFL doctors are now thinking about prescribing the NFL players marijuana for certain players. Now, I'm all for it. You know, I got five on anything. Now, El Boogie wasn't so sure that it should be, you know, brought through for the league. Now, this is going to happen next season. Do you think that it's okay for an NFL doctor to prescribe an NFL player medical marijuana if this, you know, lost your pass? If this rule should pass for the 2015 season?
Yes and no. Yes, because players are getting addicted to narcotic drugs, and the herb is natural. But no, because of the kids. If you can keep it away from the kids, then cool, but it's hard now because the kids know. You know what I mean? We expose them to too much. So it's a yes and no answer on that one, Doc.
Absolutely, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. Early part of the show, we were talking about, you know, if the medical card would save some of these players, like Dwayne Bowe, the receiver from Kansas City Chiefs, who got pulled over early part of the year, had a little thump in the car. You know, there was also your boy Alden down there in San Francisco, got pulled over 7 o'clock in the morning, had a little alcohol on the breath, and a little thump in the car. You know, we're having a medical card. Do you think that would save some of these players from being in the positions that they're getting caught up in?
They gonna target you regardless, man. Them cats got money. They probably got private investigators watching them dudes, man, all kind of shit. No, you never know what these big corporations is doing. If I'm giving you $10 million a year, nigga, I'm keeping my eye on you. You got, you know, I know what you're doing. And for these jokers that's trying to sell, you got $10 million or $300,000. Don't try to sell. If you got some weed on you, go over there and chop it up with a female or something and do your thing. But don't be out here trying to sell it because you ain't no gangster. Real gangsters don't do dumb shit like that. You work for the NBA or the NFL, and they paying you millions of dollars, and you out here trying to move work. Man,
right.
Dummy, man. dummy.
Doesn't
you know what
work.
I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
End up like they knew, trying to, you know, deliver 100 pounds, going to Arkansas.
Yeah, these guys are funny, man. They funny. Comical. You know what I mean? Start making cartoons about these dudes, man. What's up, though? What up, L Boogie?
How you doing, Brother Bass? Speaking of comical, do you think it was comical that Kendrick Lamar got nominated for 7 awards and did not win any?
You know what? The dude's supposed to be nice. I don't listen to that young rap, man, so I can't really answer that. You know what I mean? I heard he's nice, and I know some people that know him personally, but nah, I ain't going to comment on that cat. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Get back to the NFL. Seahawks, Broncos, they've arrived in the NYC. Two questions. Who you think is going to get in trouble first? And who's going to start the trash talking before the game first? Streets want to know.
Wow. Trash talking. I think the older guys are keeping their mouths shut, man. They know what's at risk. You know what I mean? Denver, the team that I chose, for those that don't know. Seattle, is, you know, they're young, man. And I think the trash talking is good. Who don't like a little beef going on when you're competing? If you ain't talking on the floor, or you ain't talking, man, that means you shouldn't even be out here because we talking. You know what I mean? So you got to have that. As you know, I grew up, I'm a 60s baby, man. So, you know, we was, what, a couple months from being slaves, I guess. You know what I mean? They killed Dr. King in 68. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Keep it real. Yeah, man.
Tiger Woods missed the cut. He was +79 over the weekend. What's your thoughts about Tiger, man? Is this a bad sign for the season, or is this a good sign for the season for Tiger?
How much money he got, man? You know, why you even? I wouldn't even be out there. I wouldn't give him an opportunity to judge me. You know what I mean? I got too much money, man. I'm calling Puffy and that other kid, man. Where y'all partying at, man?
Last time
I ain't doing no commercials. I ain't doing nothing. Don't call me. Just put all that behind you and keep it moving. Because he's out of there, man. His mind not wrapped around golf anymore. Can't you tell?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. You can definitely tell about that. The Pro Bowl was yesterday. It was a different version of it. Yeah, Team Jerry Rice versus Team Sanders. Team Jerry went for two with 41 seconds left and got the victory 22-21. What was your thoughts about the new Pro Bowl style?
No, you know, I like change, but I didn't see the Pro Bowl, but I do like change. You know what I mean? If they got a different style, yeah, that's what it is. So I guess the old players are doing the coaching instead of the coaches? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we got some Hall of Famers now. They trying to switch the format. Hopefully next year we'll get – you know, two more Hall of Famers that are more intriguing than the ones we have for this Pro Bowl, you know. Let me ask you this. Carmelo scored 62 the other night. Why these guys get so high? Did KD start something with scoring 54 the other night?
What took them so long, man? Them dudes out there be, they're putting up 60. Come on, man. It ain't hard to do that, man, with that kind of talent. You got the best weight, the ice bath afterwards, the masseuse, or you got the gym, man. Why you not putting up 50, 60 points? You know, George Gervin led the league back in the day, 44 points a night. So some nights he was getting 50s and 60s. You think about it. If you're putting up 44 a night, you got to be doing some 50s and 60s. That's the type of hoop I'm talking about. Plus, they don't play no D. Carmelo should have free range to do what he wants. He's a superstar, but he don't do it. I don't get it. So my take on that, there's a pause, is that we should see more of that. We should see KD getting 80. You know, Kobe did it in 3 quarters back in the day. We should be seeing this. You know what I mean? You a professional. This ain't high school, man. And it looked like high school sometimes. The pick, no roll. The give, no go. Man, come on.
Streets. And you're right about it, because all they play is pick and roll basketball nowadays, and it's not going good. So, who you think right now is halfway midpoint of the season? Who's your NBA MVP right now?
Man, y'all gonna call me crazy, man. But I feel Kevin Love down there, man. What he do? You know what I mean? Night in and night out. It's pretty consistent. I like his style. I can't say Carmelo or KD right now, man, because they be on and off. When your man come back, he definitely gonna fall off. When Westbrook come back, your man gonna fall off. Because that's just how it works for them. Right. Because he be thinking he the one. He be thinking he the first option because he got the ball. But the first option and the second option and the third option is Kevin Durant. simple mathematics, man, on that one.
Absolutely.
But my pick for this year out of the West is still San Antonio. I'm rolling with San Antonio.
No. Yeah, I think we're all rolling with San Antonio because Portland still isn't playoff touched yet. You know what I mean?
They're not polished, but
they haven't been there yet. So San Antonio still looks like the team in the West. It's just going to be a toss up in the East. Of course, we all go with the Miami as a favorite, but if Paul George and Indiana, Paul George and Roy Hibbert. And Indiana can continue to do what they're doing, it's going to be tough for Miami to three-peat. Now, let me ask you this. Andrew Bynum is actually free. This is the last question I'm going to ask you. Andrew Bynum is a free agent right now. He can go to any team in the league, wherever he wants to go. Who do you think will pick him up, or where do you think he should go, Big Brother Bat?
Wow. I'm not. I like Bynum as a human being, but I'm not a Bynum fan. So wherever he goes, he on his own, basically. As far as me commenting about it, we don't have ill will against the brother at all. It's just I don't feel him as a hooper. He don't remind me of a cat that's always in the gym trying to get better. You know, I just don't see that in him.
He doesn't remind me of a player either like that. You know, even though I don't like Kwame Brown, I think Kwame Brown was a little more dedicated to
more dedicated. You can see
it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You can see his growth. But before I go, let me say this. Do not sleep on those Phoenix Suns. Them twins be down punking cats in the post. And I see it. They always in somebody's face. And you don't know which one you're dealing with, so you... They putting up numbers, man. Dragic out there doing the trend. He doing the trend. He got the seed. You just get Trent the seed, man. You can just get open. Go get open.
That's all I need you to do, man. Just get open. I see you.
Get away from me.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Well, man, Big Brother Bastard, always appreciate you showing love to the streets, man. Great having you on the line this evening, man, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you Friday. Even though we know who you going
for the Super Bowl,
we need to have your
big
sports spread.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be the difference. You know, we're going to need all that on Friday.
Already. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to tell a friend.
Oh.
Hey,
Big Brother Bastard, say that again, my bad.
I said, I'm going to be sure to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. I didn't say it like that at first, but that's what I'm going to do.
Please.
That's Big Brother Bass, man, showing love to the streets, man. L Boogie, you already know, man. We got to go to a commercial real quick. Man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
The streets is talking, man. We hot. It's Monday. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 347-855-8896. With my man, my
It's ugly in the streets for the night. It's crazy. They don't even know.
We in the cloud. Forgive it.
This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't need none. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need none. Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, host don't need port. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. Nah. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 paper lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 paper lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, I'm turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't need no it. Got all about us coming, you don't need no it. We came up from
the... They don't even know it. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective. With my cellmates, Juelz the G and T-Row, I'm your host, L Boogie. It's Frenzy. I can't even tell you to have. They just found it in NYC. I feel bad for the spectators who going to all the parties and trying to go shopping. That's what you feel for. The players are going to be all right. I'm talking about us, the media and the fans. When we be, you know, when I touch down, man, down there Saturday, it's going to be frenzy, man. Hopefully out there let me land, then I'll be back Monday before the show.
You take your ass out there if you want to. Your ass will not be back for the show. You going to get snowed unless you leave it red eye after the game? Hey, man, look at here. Look at here. Yeah, we'll see you on next Friday. Because we ain't no telling when your ass going to land. You go, man, just make sure they get you in the air. Because when you make it past Mississippi, when you get to the west side of Mississippi, it's a little bit funny on that side.
Man, we got a lot going down. Next show, I'm really going to be honest, you know, really intrigued on what Russell Wilson's going to do. He's played against Peyton Manning. Played against Peyton Manning.
Sherman, Richard, Thomas, either or, Julius or Demarius, it's going to be a real very hard matchup for Seattle. Cam Chancellor, he's going to be bringing the wood. They say a couple guys were a little soft after they got smacked for the 49ers. A.K.A. Vernon Davis. I'm not going to tell me. But they say it's ugly. So they're ready. The L.O.B., the Legion of Boom, is ready to lay some wood on Peyton Manning and company. Russell Wilson is going to have to make some plays. The beast mode, Marshawn Lynch, is going to have to control the tempo. Seattle is here to make a statement. Everybody's thinking that Peyton Manning is going to do the John Elway win, run off into the sunset. It's written. Remember, it ain't a movie, dog. There's no script to this. It can't be an ad-lib like on one of Young Jeezy's, you know, verses. Now, we can ad-lib to this now. Does that mean I'm going with Seattle? No. I'll give you my pick on Friday. So, I'm just saying. It's very intriguing. We got a lot of things coming up next Friday. Remember, next month and on Friday, we will have the reserves for the All-Star game. We will be debating that as well. Who got snubbed, who got in, who didn't. And remember, the coaches vote and David Stern and the fans vote for the last player to be picked to get in. Remember that.
Greg Oden got a shot to make the squad. Hey.
Did you see Greg? Did you see him in Clay on time yesterday? Pathetic.
He still look a little wobbly, man. He still look a little wobbly, man. Them wheels ain't full grown yet. He gonna be all right, though. He just needs to keep letting him get some dirty time, man. He needs to get some trash time, man. Get up in there, man. Do his thing. Get comfortable. You know, it's been two and a half years since he put them wheels on the road, man. But, man, you know what, L Boogie, let's give a shout-out, man, and get up out of here, man. First of all, man, I want to say much love to you and Jewels, man, like we always do. Studio guest Blue and Big Homie. It just came down to kick it with us for the day all the way from Tucson. You know what I mean? Sean Ray was in the building earlier. He had to skedaddle up out of there. You know, big shouts out to my mom and my auntie for calling in earlier today, just checking us out. You know, they always checking us out. And big shouts out to everybody checking us out on the web. Keep us hot on the web. OG Scorekeeper, T-Nick, Nilly Neil, Mitch, Sports Official Gang, man, we love y'all. You know what it is. Love to talk to y'all yesterday, you know. And, you know, North Park, Texas, where I was born and raised. How we get in. Chef, keep that taste of heaven, man. Keep that taste of heaven tasting good. You know what I mean? Big Brother Bass. I'm going to get some tickets for the next game, man. We'll go to Grand Canyon. Oh, big up to Grand Canyon University, man. Our alma mater. Two-game winning streak at home right now. Yeah, they beat up on Idaho and Seattle by the same score. So big ups to Grand Canyon University and Coach Dan Marley down there. Big ups to Keith Baker, the athletic director. He keep us tight, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, to everybody checking us out, man, you know we love you. We'll definitely get with you on Friday. You know what I mean? L Boogie, what's on your mind, man? What's on your mind? You got some shout-outs before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I just want to give some shout-outs, man, to everybody, man, back in my hometown. I know you called. But hopefully that'll motivate you to come out and check your boy Boogie Man out, man. Come check us out every Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, big ups to everybody that won a Grammy yesterday. I want to just give a shout-out to you guys, you know, working hard, you know, motivating us while we doing whatever we doing, riding to work, cleaning up, doing the 1-2 with our boo. You know what I mean? That good old music is always going to be in effect. It's always, you know what I'm saying, revolving, and it's always evolving. So I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that was nominated or won an award yesterday at the Grammys. Big up to the world. We appreciate you listening. And we'll check in on you Friday. And remember this, bro. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And you know what we say in the street, man. Those who talk don't know. And those who know don't talk. Only in the street. Man, we got to get back in our cell. We'll catch you on Friday. Until then, one.
DJ My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. Got me caught up in the moment. She got me caught up in the moment.
While laid out,
I only kiss her when she on it.
Remix.
White Ferrari and she got me doing donuts.
Be that wild. Lay. My stroke game be on point. Yeah, started losing her mind. Her composure, most of her voice. And she say she hate the word moist, but she can't escape from that vibe. You can play fight with that cat. Me a killer pussy 9 times. I slow it down, let me slow it down. Ever since I hit that, look at that shit, I got you poking now. Numbers we ain't throwing now, not me, no way, no half. Cause you know them screenshot bras, always gonna run they mouth. Okay, I'm far too drunk, I'm not driving. You know old bars on fire. Little green and white in my pocket. So the song is now back of Myra. Caught up in the wrong timing. Yeah, Jacob made my medallion. Just post up, but don't coach much. But a lot of stadium talent.
Yeah. All the right colors, I let you count my money. Don't think that you own me. Keep my bag of money, you're my bag of honey. I be in your trap, trap. Why you yelling, fuck me? I be on some other shit. Maybach all up in his bed.
Tell you about the mother niggas. They be lying about they figures. I'm about it, I pull the trigger.
Y'all be so lame. Killing the game, I dance in the bank. We so mafioso, you ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never, no, 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 no.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
My bitch amazed. Showstopper, work at the titty club. Go pussy pop, top drop, white on white, see 45. I burned up from 5 o'clock until 6:45. Mr. 60 Minutes, Mr. Chanel and Fendi. I hit her in the Porsche and burnt her up in new Infinity. Presidential Rolly, JFK, she Mrs. Kennedy. Rose gold, hills of hers, diamonds of fur. Woman, none swag. One-on-one bag, look like a duffel bag of money. She be young bag, and I'm the young swag. Young thug nigga, drug dealer, MMG affiliated plug nigga. That 50K on that vacate, 20 bands on that Birkin bag, 1200 on that dinner day. We eat off the floor, French for flout, put you on that next level shit. World is
loud. Got my top cap, top back. Shorty, you can come outside. We can ride, driving 88. You know how we drive. You just want somebody that's consistent and that will provide. I'm just trying to live in your division when your legs divide. Take you high. You say your man don't appreciate you. He should learn to be more grateful for somebody that's been faithful. If daddy try and play you, you know try and CBJ you. I just want to make you rain like we in the month of April. And we hella young. Have some fun and never be on dummy. Got a good sense of humor, but you can't be acting funny. And you will get A for dinner, but I'm hungry for some money. Every time I go and get it, then I let you count it for me. Yeah.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey.
I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. Hold up.
I'm looking like a money, money, money bag. That's why these niggas want me bad. Cause I'm so fucking special. Diamonds and precious metals. Giuseppe Stilettos. I'm the queen of the ghetto. Trina, I stay winning. I keep these niggas spinning. I'm looking for a boss. Let me be your lieutenant. Let me be your masseuse. Fire head in the coupe. Menage in the suite. Well, you know I'm the treat. Looking like a bag of hundreds. You know your mama run it. I keep that money coming. He bring that money home. He let me count it for him. Now I'm married to the mob and I'm riding for him.
My bitch mad cause I'd rather get that money. I give her this dick, she say that dick better than money. I say can I get some head, she say let me get my scrunchie. Serve her like a country, got that dope dick, she a junkie. She say don't you this your pussy. I say tell me anything, then I suck her nipple ring. Eat that pussy, Listerine. She coming, I make sure my bitch bad, she'll take yours. And she do tricks on that dick like a skateboard.
Maybach riders, gold chain buyers, gold wing Celine's, your bitch say I'm the flyer. Set me 5,000, go y'all, spent that in about an hour. And my bitch like Balmain, ball hard till I get the callus. Shout out, I ain't got no stylist. Shout out to you niggas, keep trying. Bag of money, I eat the money like I eat the pussy. King gold chains, they follow me. Presidential car, presidential suite. She bad and all, model type, but I like me a big booty. One time for them 9 to 5s, one time for them stripper dimes, one time for them college girls, one time for those can't decide. I love them all, I take them all. She doing bad, I break her off. I'm T-Broad, don't need y'all. Everything I do, so well done.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
I push the drop, let her ride, shot it. My bitch
bad, looking like a bag of Molly. It's crib, make a pondo. My dimes flash like photo. 500 on my auto, and I bought it out for Carno. Shorty know exactly who the realest is. Murder that, leave no witnesses. Started from the streets, turned to businesses. Dirty bag of money, stack it to where that ceiling is. Got shorty gravitating to that money. Shorty dancing to them hundreds. Gary paying on it, silence. Bitch, I'm falling all green. Trying to buy a ball team. No, I shoot a raw stain. Know we going all in. Mark
rolling up from Keller. Riding through my city. Pumping bag of money. Got a bag of money with me. She can see it. She know that. She was down with a nigga before rap. If I had a strap, she would hold that. She don't even smoke, but she a roll that. For me, she drinking Henny. She don't like it though. She fuck for real niggas, cause that's all she know. Make her pop that pussy hoe. Make her bring that money back. You niggas couldn't fuck my bitch if you gave her a 100 stack. She all about a purse, not a bag though. She work, when I'm in the pussy, I surf. But she bless a nigga like Turks. Yeah, I'm on this bag of money remix. I be all up in her Vickies, but she cannot keep a secret.
My chick